Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you in the governor's mansion?
A little while ago, I was in the International Space Station.
They have a conference table on the International Space Station? Oh.
Would you okay?
Turns out that you can add a virtual background if you go under the little movie icon and then put a little add a background. If you want to rename your icon, you can go up to the little miniature gallery thing and look for the three dots, and it'll allow you to rename.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Need a roll call.
Rosales. Store.
Here.
Fears.
I'm here.
Clemens. Clifford. McGuire.
Here.
Cohort.
Present. We have a quorum. So we need approval of the agenda.
Second.
Any discussion on the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
You opposed? Delay. Okay, did you oppose or you just?
No, I said I think.
Oh, okay. Need approval of the minutes for March 6, 2020.
Second.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 No public participation. Any communication from the committee? Okay, going to the engineer's report.
The first item is brought to us by RPC Group. There's a memorandum in your packet on page 3. It says the requested action is to approve the resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Section 5311 Grant Agreement, Public Transportation Application Applicant Ordinance, and acceptance of special warranty as part of the federal and state grant applications for fiscal year 2021, continued operation of the Champaign County Area Rural Transit System. So Rita and Kristen are online via Zoom. So we probably need to have a motion on the approval of the fiscal year 2021 5311 grant application, and then we could open it up for discussion if there's any questions for Rita or Kristen.
So moved. Second.
Second. Moved and second. It's open for discussion.
Chris, did you have any questions about this one? I know you said you had questions.
Well, yeah. I
or is it the next?
I was just kind of noticing that the allocated funding is for $153,871, and what is awarded is a little over $1 million. And total available funding is $1,125,000. Would someone care to elaborate a little bit about, you know, where some of this money is getting siphoned off, please?
Sure, I can speak to that. So it's actually a combination of both the federal funding amount and the downstate operating. The federal amount is the $153,871. That is the federal amount, and that does not change from year to year. The other amount, the downstate operating, is the one that expects to increase 10% each year, and those two funds together create that million amount that you had seen.
Thank you for explaining.
Hey, Madam Chair, we have a motion and a second for item number 7. Discussion.
So moved.
Okay. I think we already did that. We just need to take a vote.
We need a vote now. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Okay, next item is approval of the fiscal year 2021 Downstate Operating Assistance Program. Again, through RPC.
Need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. It's open.
Any discussion?
Yes. I recently received a communication from an organization called TRAC, and it is principally folks who are wheelchair bound, and they're advocating for changes in the MTD and getting around town for and here and there for because of their mobile disability. And I was rather interested if anybody else had received that communication, and if they had any thoughts about how this can be addressed, you know, for some of the folks who, some of our fellow citizens who have difficulties getting around.
I can speak to that as well. Of course, that report was sent to CCARTS Management. Her main concern, Robin Arbiter is someone who's reached out to us in the past. She provides a lot of valuable input for us, for people with disabilities. And her main concern was C-CARTS capacity. And I reached out to her mentioning that, you know, C-CARTS has had some issues in the past, hiring drivers, it being able to handle the amount of people that want to schedule rides. Her concern was people who wanted to schedule rides outside of, we open it up for about a month and then people can schedule for a month. So we have decided that we're going to shorten that window, and then that will potentially make it so other riders will be able to schedule rides. And we sent her respondents this week telling her that that was something that we are looking to implement within the next few months.
Good on you guys. Well done.
I was going to mention that regarding the concerns about COMTD, probably those are issues that need to be discussed directly with COMTD management. We are only responsible for managing C-CARTS.
Thank you, Ms. Moroko Ima Black, and I appreciate your elaboration on it. I did understand that, but I would wanted to bring that up at this meeting as well, because I know that there are some folks who live in rural areas. If it pleases the chair, I'd like to pose a second question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you. I was looking on page 18 of our document with regard to maintenance, and I was wondering why it seems like we pay an awful lot for an hourly rate for maintenance. Would somebody care to elaborate or explain?
Evan would be best to answer that. He unfortunately said that he just got kicked off of this Zoom meeting, but he's going to try and log back on. That is allocated by the managing director of MTD. I don't know the finer details on allocating that maintenance number, but that is what we get year to year, and that increases with the cost of wages and et cetera.
I'll close with saying I'm glad I don't have to pay that for an oil change.
Well, we know that it's not only oil change. There are a lot of things that they do to the buses to keep the buses up and running and well maintained.
Sure. But the amount of $126 or $128 per hour seems pretty high.
Well, that's also to say that they're not necessarily doing an hour's work on a vehicle at one time. They could be doing 20 minutes for an oil change or changing a tire. So that's not charged every single time.
Chris, it's not your car, it's a bus.
Hey, thank you for reminding me.
Okay, any more discussion? Chris?
No, ma'am.
Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
The last item for RPC is item number 9. Approval of the fiscal year 2021-2022 intergovernmental agreement between Champaign County and the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District. So we need a motion.
Second.
Open for discussion. Any discussion, Chris?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. Thank you, RPC, for being online and answering those questions.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Item number 10 from the Highway Department is a resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax funds for county road maintenance, section 19, lots of zeros, GM. This is a resolution to appropriate some additional funds for our general maintenance for 2019. We do a estimate usually in November of the prior year, so we would have done an estimate in November of 2018. We run our program through the year of 2019, and when it comes out the end, if we didn't appropriate enough money, we have to go back and reappropriate in order to make up the difference. This what we're doing for 2019. The in looking at the maintenance expenditure statement that we turned into IDOT, the expense which exceeded greatly was de-icing salt. We estimated it a little low on the number. We got a decent bid on the de-icing salt, and what we can do with that de-icing salt is we can go over a certain percentage when we order it. So we went ahead and ordered as much as we possibly could this year, fearing that prices may go up next year. And that accounts for the $60,560.26, or the majority of it. So I'd ask for your approval of this resolution to appropriate the additional money for maintenance in 2019. And I'll take any questions.
Okay, need a motion.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. No discussion, Chris.
I think we're good.
Chris, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have no questions. I my only questions were for the RPC.
Okay. Okay, seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone? Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, moving on to item number 11, a resolution awarding of contract for the furnish of bituminous material from the plant for the 2020 maintenance of various road districts and county highways in Champaign County. I passed out, and it should have been online. Andy posted online the resolutions that actually have the award of the contract to Emulsicoat. This is the oil that we, us and the townships, go and actually pick up or have delivered from the plant. This is the road oil that we use for all of our seal coat maintenance, and also what we use in our patching machines in order to do our patching throughout the year as well. Emulsicoat from Urbana was the low bidder. You can see the bid tab there, which is attached to the updated resolution showing the prices of the different items, the different bituminous material items. Total bid was $138,060, and I would ask that you approve that resolution and award that contract.
Excuse me, I'm trying to figure out who is talking.
Me. Jeff. Jeff, county engineer. Jeff Blue. Sorry.
So moved.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Okay. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, item number 12, on the same day that we held the bituminous material from the plant, we also have a bid for this particular resolution awarding a contract for the furnish and spread on the road of bituminous materials for 2020 maintenance for various road districts and county highways in Champaign County. You have an updated resolution that I passed out with a bid tab attached. This is actually the contractor purchases the oil from Emulsicoat, hauls it out to the job site, and puts the oil through their distributor onto the road in order to do the seal coat work that we do in the summers. You can see the various items there that were bid by Ileana. Total bid for this one was $2,160,808.74. And this is used by all the townships as well as the county in Champaign County for summer maintenance and seal coating on the roads. So moved. Say that again, I'm sorry.
Yes. This is Chris, I can second.
Yes, it was well underneath the estimate. The estimate was $2,374,855 as a total. So we were about $200,000 or 10% below our estimate.
Aye.
All right, the next resolution is a resolution authorizing the county executive to sign a jurisdictional transfer agreement between the County of Champaign and the Village of Rantoul concerning the transfer of Champaign County Highway 55 extension. This came to my attention. The Village of Rantoul is going to do some work on this 1.39 miles of Maplewood Drive. Apparently back in 1965, Maplewood Drive was designated as an extension of County Highway 55. So it's on the books as a county highway, apparently, in the IDOT world where they track things. And when the village came and said that they wanted to do an upgrade of that roadway, IDOT thought it was best if we just kind of clarified who owned the roadway, even though the village has been taking care of it for 50, 60 years. IDOT thought it was best if we just went ahead and transferred the jurisdiction to the Village of Rantoul, so there was never any confusion in the future as to who owns and maintains that road. So this resolution and the attached jurisdictional transfer agreement, as well as the maps, will all be passed both by the County of Champaign and the Village of Rantoul. The county executive will sign the jurisdictional transfer agreement, and then we will have that taken over to the Village of Rantoul. They will pass a resolution accepting the roadway, and the roadway would no longer be designated as a county highway extension. And that way it's just clean when they go ahead and do their project, that there's no reason to believe it's still a county highway. So I would answer any questions and ask for your approval of that resolution authorizing.
Need a motion?
I can make a motion.
You could second the motion. Geraldo just made it.
Okay. In that case, I second Geraldo's motion.
Okay, it's open up for discussion.
How much are they paying us for this road?
I don't know what they're spending on it, but it's always good to give somebody else our responsibilities. It's never been our responsibility. This was not anything that we even knew about at the highway department. IDOT found a resolution from 1965 in their books and brought it to our attention. So this is just cleaning up of their paperwork, basically.
gonna pay for the maintenance this time, or?
No, we haven't paid for it since 1965. So the village is doing a federal aid project on the roadway. And so because of all the federal aid processes that you have to go through in order to get the funding and do all the environmental stuff, they didn't want the county to have to be involved in all that. And so they thought it best that the village just do it all on their own accord, which is sounds great to me. I wish they would take the other mile to the north, but when I proposed that, they kind of chuckled.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone?
Aye.
So the last thing, in order for us to do the jurisdictional transfer, once it is approved, we need a resolution deleting County Highway 55 extension or Maplewood Drive from the north corporate limits in the village of Rantoul, southerly 1.3 miles to the end of the county highway designation. And that resolution does just that. It deletes it from the county highway system, and therefore the village of Rantoul will accept it onto the municipal road system.
Need a motion.
I move to move this resolution forward.
This is Chris. If no one else, I will second Geraldo's motion.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Ayes have it.
All right, well, that's all I have.
That's all you have.
So we need to designate the items to be put on the consent agenda.
7 through, what is that, 15?
7 through 14, yes.
Okay, anything else?
Item number 10, the motor fuel tax?
Yes, we did.
Okay, do anybody have anything else to go before the committee?
I do. I just had a question about some discussion about not having a highway construction season. Have you in the state? Is that?
In the governor's proclamation, road construction was deemed essential. So I know that there may be a little bit of a lessened highway construction season than what would typically have, but I know that there are projects ongoing. We just started two bridge projects on Wednesday up on Dewey Fisher Road, and we will continue with those. And if everything goes well, we'll have those done by the end of the summer. We still have a project out in Mahomet Township that's been bid and approved to Big O Construction, which is supposed to start in June. And we have our road project through the village of Gifford that we'll be taking bids on here in the next month or so and bringing back to the highway committee for their approval. But I don't know that it's going to be full speed ahead, but I know that IDOT is continuing to move forward with the majority of their construction projects.
Currently, they're able to maintain distances and safety, right, because they have some construction going on, because it is essential to keep road safety and those. You got to be able to.
The highway department was, we closed for about a week and a half, because didn't know exactly how we were going to do our operations, but we've resumed operations as of Wednesday at the highway department. And the way that we are doing it at the highway department in order to keep our maintenance employees distanced from one another is during this COVID deal, we've allowed the maintenance guys to take their trucks home. So there's one guy to a truck. They're taking them home. They do not have to report to the shop in the morning, so there's no gathering of people in the shop in the morning. They're calling in when they get in their trucks in the morning to our main line and clocking in via their voice and then clocking out at the end of the day. A lot of the guys are just hauling aggregates on their own in their own truck. We do have some crews out raking shoulders and doing some minor things where they can do them, you know, without having to be any closer than 6 feet from one another. And then our office staff, we have one engineer out on the bridge project. We have another engineer that's doing survey work out in the field on his own. And the rest of the office staff is maintaining social distancing. They all have their own offices that they work in, and I'm allowing them to adjust their work hours if they need to in order to accommodate taking care of children or whatever other obligations they might have.
Okay, good. Do donuts carry COVID?
What's that?
Do donuts carry COVID?
They're not making them fresh right now, so we'll resume normal operations when we can, that's for sure.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Jim. That was a good question, and I was glad to hear Jeff's reply. And
thank you.
I didn't hear. Are we adjourned?
We are adjourned, Chris. Thank you.
Very good.